Chapter 6. Fatima al-Firi. 800-880. Kawan, Tunisia. In the 9th century, 300 years before Oxford or Cambridge universities, Fatima al-Firi built one of the world's first universities. Fatima was a young girl, and she travelled from Tunisia to Fez in Morocco with her family. At that time, Fez was a big city with many markets and many people. It was not easy for Fatima or her family to start again in a new city and a new country. Fatima's father worked day and night. The family were poor, but after many years of hard work, Fatima's father became rich. He also wanted to be sure his daughters had a good education. Fatima learned a lot and became a strong and clever woman. A few years later, Fatima's father, husband, and brother all died. Fatima was still strong and clever, but now she and her sister Mariam had a lot of money. "I want to use this money for something important," thought Fatima. Fatima knew that education could change lives, but in those days, usually only rich people went to school. "It's not right," she thought. "All our people, rich or poor, must have a free education." Fatima decided to use all her money to build the Al-Kairouan Mosque, a place to pray and to study. It took years to build, and she watched it come to life. But she wanted more than a building. She wanted education for everyone, even people from other countries. Fatima had to start again in a new country. The Al-Kairouan Mosque soon became one of the largest mosques in North Africa. It became a centre for learning and a university. Fatima's library became larger too. In the beginning, it was a little room with a few scrolls. Today, it has more than 4,000 books and a 9th century Quran. Fatima al-Firi started one of the oldest universities and libraries in the world. Today, students still travel from across the world to go to the university or the mosque or to visit her library. Fatima started one of the oldest universities and libraries in the world.